Joining us now is John Timoney, former commissioner of the Philadelphia Police Department. Mr. Timoney, thus far in trying to profile this killer psychologically, police must begin with a series of negatives. No witnesses, little evidence apart from perhaps this one shell casing, no known motive. Where would you start?
Well, it really is. In my 35 years in law enforcement, this is the most difficult case I've ever witnessed. You know, I was here in New York in 1997 for Son of Sam. And there, you know, there was a partial description of this guy. At least you knew he was white. He looked a certain way. And it was limited, really, to lovers' alleys late at night involving young men and women. This thing is universal in its approach, random. And it's intent, old, young, black and white. And so really, nobody has seen this guy yet, we don't think.
What about all the solicitation of tips? I mean, in terms of trying to put out some kind of a profile or established one, is it counterproductive to put out such a wide dragnet for tips?
Well, I mean, the theories and profiles abound. And some of them are good. Some you have to take with a grain of salt. I'll remind you. Again, Son of Sam was described as probably ex-army, probably a disgruntled ex-cop that knew how to, you know, use a 44 Magnum, yada yada yada, and all of a sudden it turned out to be a, you know, a postal worker, a guy you'd pass in the street, you wouldn't give a second look. And so sometimes the profiling can sometimes lead you in the wrong direction, because Son of Sam, as we're well aware, there was no motive, there was no hatred. He said he got his instructions from a dog.
Well, if one theory is as good as the next one, in Philadelphia, you had to contend with a serial killer.
Correct.
What kind of connections would you look for, and based on your Philadelphia experience?
Well, you know, we had a serial rapist who killed a young lady in Philadelphia. And at the time, of course, you always make these public pleas. And I said, and I would say it again in regards to this one, I guarantee you that there is somebody, a family member, friend, neighbor, that knows or suspects that this is the guy that maybe the police, and for a whole host of reasons, I don't want to get them in trouble, I'm not sure, I don't want to cause problems, I don't get myself in trouble, they don't come forward. And sure enough, once the arrest is made, people come, you know, I knew all along, I thought that was him all along. So people, if they have that inclination, that suspicion, call the police, they will guarantee you anonymity. But you know, I guarantee you, your reporter mentioned the Sylvester case in Long Island, that it was broken by the IBIS system, the ballistics identification system. That's true. However, it was a guy who remembered a rifle like that been stolen from a gun shop and been sold to a certain individual. And that's how they did the matchup. So there are people out there, I guarantee you, that probably suspect this guy or know this neighbor has such a gun or has you know, talked about it in the past. They've got to come forward.
So once again, it had to do with human intelligence, not merely tracing the bullet. Is there anything to indicate that this is perhaps the work of more than one person?
Well, early on, there were some, not eyewitnesses, but witnesses that saw two guys in a car leaving the scene. But even that was kind of vague. The indication from yesterday is the first really strong indication where we know he went in the high grass. The grass was pressed down. They found the shell casing. It's also my sense, and I'm assuming they're doing this, you know, on the first and second shooting, having been in situations like that, you go to render aid and assistance to the person who's shot, and you generally look in the general vicinity, you know, within eyesight for physical evidence. They now know that this guy was probably 100, 150 yards away. If he wasn't in a car, if in fact he was in the open, and that's not clear, but if he was in the open, then they're going to have to go back and reconnoiter, if you will, and re-examine, you know, in a semicircle fashion for anywhere from 100 to 200 yards out to see if they can come up with some brass.
Well, thank you.
Some brass casings.
Thank you very much, Mr. Timoney.
Thank you, Jack.
John Timoney is the former commissioner of the Philadelphia Police and now chief executive officer for Beau, Dietl & Associates.